The PBS NewsHour has a new web-only spinoff. It is called Everything But the News. It's the creation of former NewsHour producer Steve Goldblum. The show takes a satirical look at the daily grind of a NewsHour field reporter. Think HBO's The Newsroom meets The Office.
Okay, listen, great. We set up 30 interviews for you over 3 days.
Jordan, that's like 10 interviews a day without edit time. It's just Noah and I. That's not possible.
Steve, this is PBS. We go to war with the army we have.
Goldblum told us about the day he pitched this idea for the show to his old boss, NewsHour executive producer Linda Winslow.
I said, well, I've got this idea. I really want to make fun of the NewsHour, but I think I could do it in a loving way, in a way that my reverence would veer into the absurdity. And she said, that's great. If it's good, we'll be, you know, very supportive. If it's terrible, it'll be like it never happened. We never knew you.
Sounds fair. The first episode went online in February. Goldblum plays the main character, a NewsHour tech reporter, who just happens to be named Steve Goldblum. The reporter's cameraman sidekick is Goldblum's real-life cameraman, Noah Pink.
Go to the sign, Noah, and then back to me. Sign, back to me. Ready? Then I'll be able to see it. It turns out there's more than one player in town. I'm here outside Lyft, where anyone who owns a car can sign up and start earning. Something this underpaid reporter is seriously considering. He obviously can't use that, but it's not a bad idea.
Each episode of this show follows these two as they go out to try and cover the tech scene for the NewsHour. Here, Goldblum visits a convention of YouTube's most popular stars.
How you doing, Phil? Steve from PBS.
Do you have a second for PBS? Excuse me. We're from PBS. Isn't it 30 seconds with them?
I'm here with YouTube.com/.
Dan is not on fire.
Dan is not on fire.
An amazing Phil.
No, see, I do singing and blog videos. Yeah.
Singing and blog videos.
Yeah.
Goldblum's character learns that Dan is not on fire's YouTube channel is burning it up when it comes to views. He asks Dan how, the Dan in question here, about the size of his viewership.
Got 120 million views on my channel. And
120 million views?
Yes.
All joking aside, numbers like that are really compelling. The PBS NewsHour draws about 1 million viewers to its broadcast each night. That's fewer than half the number that watched a decade ago. With his show, Goldblum and PBS are chasing new and younger viewers where they know they'll find them, web-based video.
Shows like Everything But the News, if we can generate a click for that show that is somewhat a non-traditional viewer of PBS, that was our goal all along.
Steve Goldblum, in character on the show, offers some thoughts on format changes that might help NewsHour attract those YouTube viewers.
Pow! Crisp backgrounds, jazz ambiance, hyperbolic graphics, and of course puppies.
Goldblum and his cameraman Pink have 10 episodes of Everything But the News up online. This week, you will find them in Austin, Texas at the South by Southwest Festival.